Keep Your Drive Alive, a daily devotional from the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. Now, here's Steve Wingfield.
Listen to these words from 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you, through his poverty, might become rich. You know, the scripture is just so jam-packed with truth. And this verse, 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, is no exception. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. If you have been a recipient of his grace, you know that grace. Though he was rich, the King of glory, the one that we read about in John 1 that said, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God, and he spoke everything that exists into existence. Colossians 1:17, Paul says he is the essence that holds it all together. And he laid aside all the riches of glory to be born, to become one of us, to take on the form of humanity. He became poor for your sake, for my sake. He became poor. He became one of us. He left the glory of heaven to become one of us for my sake, for your sake. And through him, through his poverty, through his willingness to lay his life down, we now have become rich. I'm an heir of the King. His royal blood now flows in my veins and yours if you know him. Think about it.
I want to thank you for listening, and I would love to hear from you. Why don't you drop me a note and let me know what Keep Your Drive Alive means to you.
Keep Your Drive Alive is a production of the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. We hope this has been a blessing today. Let us know by calling us toll-free at 800-729-2239 or on the web at stevewingfield.org.